back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. But off we go to Pittsburgh, PA. Why are we there? Well, we want to find some things out about our economy. And Kurt Rankin, Vice President and Senior Economist for the PNC Financial Services Group in Pittsburgh, is going to join us. And Kurt, it's always good to see you. And generally speaking, I'll say, how's your game? But I know your game's like mine. It's in the bag for the winter for the most part.
Yeah, not much yet, but I'm looking forward to it, Chris. Good to see you.
It'll be there soon enough, trust me. So listen, you guys just kind of released your latest semi-annual survey of small and mid-sized businesses, which what? Concluded February 2nd. So this is pretty hot results right here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the timing is great from PNC's perspective from the economic forecast standpoint, because while small businesses have bumped up their optimism entering 2024, highest number we've seen in this survey in 22 years, PNC has also rescinded our call for a recession. The numbers just keep coming in strong. The U.S. consumer is indomitable. So businesses have reason to be optimistic.
Yeah, they really do. It's kind of interesting because we found that in our Michigan Future Business Index too. And there's another piece going into this because that small businesses are almost always enthused. So there's that indomitable spirit that's there too.
Yes, but the consumers keep coming through the door. Some of the results from the survey is that they're expecting less inflationary pressure, not going to be raising prices as much. The producer price index, the numbers that we get at the national level, support that, because while inflation has been slowly coming down towards 3%, hopefully towards 2% this year, PNC is forecasting we will get there. The upstream producer price index has been flat or even slightly negative in some categories throughout the past year. So there's not much pricing pressure coming from upstream, which is probably supporting some of that small business optimism that they're not facing higher costs.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think the Fed's recent announcement that, hey, things seem to be going in the right direction, we won't bump, it doesn't look like we will too much in the future, I think that adds to that enthusiasm and handing on the price structure. Kurt, I've seen something, I think, in this last 10 months that I've never seen before, and that is the clerk saying to you, are you paying in cash or credit card? Because there's 3% more with credit card.
Indeed.
It's kind of bizarre because you want to
see. Well, yes, anytime you're looking for cost savings, that is one potential, but I think credit card usage is so ubiquitous that that's going to be a tough sell. Passing those costs on to consumers is always an option, but we do still have credit card growth among households at a pace we've not seen since the late 1990s. One of the causes for concern why recession is not completely off the table, although PNC's forecasting a softer growth outlook as our base case, recession is still a possibility. One of the reasons we look at is we've got delinquency rates rising. They're now past higher than they were during the pandemic. They had hit a plateau from about 2017 to 2019, but they're now rising rapidly, suggesting that households are under distress.
You know, I'm thinking this might add to the rise of the Apple Pays and PayPals of the world, where the percentage is not quite as high. People may be moving to that, but you're right. When I saw credit card going up, all of a sudden you're seeing kind of artificial growth, actually.
That is indeed one of the outcomes of 2023. When savings started to become exhausted, that excess savings number that we kept hearing about, households wanting to keep that party going, wanting to keep spending money, turned immediately to credit cards, especially among lower income households. So while wage growth is still strong and is now outpacing inflation, there is still a gap in living standards, how much prices have grown versus how much wages have grown throughout this inflationary period. So it is a concern. It's going to be a weight coming into the middle of the year as to whether households can continue to spend the way they have, and small businesses especially that don't have that pricing power that larger businesses do will need to keep this in mind. Hopefully that's figuring into that optimism that we're talking about.
No, you're absolutely right. When you drill down in that, you probably found what we found. And that is the things that they're looking at, they're enthused about, is they're keeping their customers, which is one. They're looking at, in our survey, at the continued revenue growth, but let you and I talk about how they feel about the profit piece of that revenue growth.
Well, PNC's survey found that there's very little expectation of change in the coming 6 months. 20% are looking for an increase in profits. by and large, small businesses look for whatever profit margin they've got currently to be maintained. Higher wage costs will be a pressure on that. But because consumers keep spending money, there should be some room to continue raising prices for small businesses.
Yeah, that's totally concurrent with what we found. They're enthused about revenue going up. They're not quite as enthused about profit going up, which is how we all live. Kurt, it's so good to see you, my friend, and thanks for the insight. Kurt Rankin, Vice President and Senior Economist for the PNC Financial Services Group in Pittsburgh, PA. And we'll look forward to you getting in town again and bring those sticks with you, because next time we'll be heavy into summer.
Look forward to it, Chris. Have a good day.
All right, bud. Take care. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.